Hi there, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kat.
And this is an American,
an Aussie,
and a podcast. We're buddies,
or mates,
who love a good podcast.
Over the next several episodes, we'll be taking you on our journey. Just two friends from opposite sides of the globe, with a desire to create a community.
And a business.
Where we have no shame in saying, hey, did you listen to this podcast?
This is your front row seat into the creation of Podprinted, the brand we founded for fellow podcast lovers.
Hey, and welcome to episode 5 of An American, an Aussie, and a podcast. I am joined with my amazing co-host, Rachel.
Hello, everyone.
And we're super excited today because we're going to be talking about all things design.
Yes, this is our favorite part. This is why we really wanted to do something, like start a business and, you know, just getting our creativity gears flowing and our design skills put to use.
Yes, because as we both have talked about, we both have jobs that are not very creative. Rachel has like been able to bring in that creative side of you into work a little bit in the past. But anyway, this really plays on that design piece.
Exactly.
So excited to talk a lot about those bits and pieces. But I wanted to start off with first saying, spoiler alert, we don't have any design training.
Nope.
Nothing. Yeah. Nada. I think I took art class until year 8.
Uh-huh. And what's year 8?
Oh, like 14 years old.
Okay.
Maybe like
equivalent of like 7th grade?
A sophomore.
Sophomore. Sorry.
Sophomore is like junior. No, it's freshman.
Freshman, sophomore. Junior, senior.
So, yeah, your second year of high school.
Okay.
Yeah. I always get confused between junior and freshman, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
because junior, you think, like, you're the junior.
Oh,
like the,
Anyway. I get it. But, yeah.
American stuff.
Guys. Yeah. Australian stuff, guys.
So, yeah, and I remember this one time I did this piece of art. And it was on the wall in high school, and I remember I was walking past my piece of artwork, and another student was like, look at that ridiculous artwork.
That's really sad, Kat.
True story.
Is that when you stopped taking art class?
Look, I was never going to continue doing art class, but that was the nail in the coffin.
That's really sad. That makes me sad for you. I mean, who cares? You're not supposed to like every piece of art, you know?
It's fine. I'm not a drawer. Let's be real. I can't draw. But that's the beauty of the design tools that we have at our fingertips.
Exactly. Because I was going to say, you can design a t-shirt. So,
there you go.
Which y'all will and hopefully are discovering on our website now. So I also took art class in high school. I think I took it through my senior year, actually, and I loved it, but no, you know, design training on any digital tools. We didn't really have those back in the day at my high school, so it was just drawing and painting and that kind of thing, but I loved it. Not claiming to be good at it at all, but I certainly didn't receive any of the harsh criticism that you did, Kat. I think I've always liked creating and designing things, and so this was an outlet for that aspect of what I love to do.
And I would also say that I enjoy, like, creating and designing things, but, like, you know, Rachel said, there's like so many different types of being creative, different ways to do that. And my way's just not in drawing or painting. but this has been fun. This has been really fun to like use that part of my brain.
Yep.
And use some of the other tools that are at our fingertips to be able to like express ourselves creatively.
I will also add too, I've always liked your aesthetic, your design aesthetic. And I also think you have a nice blend of, you like color.
Yes, I do.
And you like patterns. And you like playing with color and patterns.
So it's very true.
And I love that. It's really, it's fun. I don't know. It just like gives me a sense of joy, like seeing all of the mix of colors and patterns and stuff like that. So, yes. And it's also clean. So it's not, I don't know. I don't think you muddle stuff with mixing the colors and patterns. I think you're strategic about it. And so it's nice to look at, I guess I would say.
Thanks, Rachel. So,
yeah.
I think you're making me think of my quilting.
Yeah.
I think people make really beautiful quilts, right? But then they use these really ugly colors.
Yeah, it's the worst.
And I don't get it. Like, and I'm not a, like, great, like, perfectionist quilter because I'm not very skilled. Like, it's something that I've only started doing over the last few years. But, yeah, I just get blown away by, like, these amazing quilts. And then they have, like, browns and like all these like really dull colors, because you're right, muted colors. I like bright colors,
but it's fun. And I love your quilts too.
They're
awesome.
Okay, so all things design is what our episode's about today. Right now with our designs, we have been using Canva to create our logo, which we're going to talk a little bit about our logo creation and how we went through that process, and then also our t-shirt design. So definitely been in Canva a lot, and that's been a great tool for us initially.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want to get to a place where we move to InDesign. We know that there's a ton of great, awesome stuff you can do.
Mm-hmm.
In a more robust tool like InDesign, but that is something that, you know, will come a little bit later on, essentially.
Yeah, we've both started playing around with some of the Adobe tools, mm-hmm. but there's so much functionality and there's just a lot to learn with them that we felt like we wanted to, in order to get our business off the ground sooner, we felt like that was something we could invest our time in later. And with having such great tools like Canva right now, we felt like we may as well just use that tool. And we knew that tool really well from our day jobs. We use it a lot for mm-hmm. that. So it felt like that just kind of made sense to start with Canva and then transition.
Yeah, that was the business decision behind that. So I'm going to, like, turn it over to Rachel to talk about our finding a font.
Yeah, we started our design discussions around logos, first of all. So a big part of a logo, as you all know, is the font selection. And that's just, there's so many fonts out there.
Too many fonts.
There's so, so many. And so we took, I think, a good chunk of a day to just search around, look for fonts, and we also ended up using some logo maker websites. That there's a lot of logo maker websites out there right now that we kind of just popped on to initially see what we would like in terms of a feel of a logo. And we generally had in mind like the aesthetics that we were looking for. We wanted a logo that was clean. The font obviously had to reflect that. We also wanted something that was easy to read and also not feel too techy. And what we mean by that is a lot of tech companies out there, I think a lot of their logos feel similar.
Yeah, is it like kind of sterile?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It kind of does feel a little bit stale sometimes, mm-hmm. and just
not fun or playful as much.
Yeah. And we wanted to inject some of that playfulness into our logo. So yeah, that's kind of where we started. And we popped on those web pages, plugged in what we were kind of looking for with our aesthetics, and then that was a nice starting point, I think, just because it cranked out a lot of different options and we were able to pick and choose which ones were definite no's and which ones we wanted to explore and maybe iterate on a little bit. So through that process, I think we found the font that we really liked, I think, right?
We did. We were able to Because we like, what we would do is we'd take a couple of screenshots of the ones we liked because there's so many.
Yep.
It's hard for my brain to process.
Oh, I know. Yeah. We would get desensitized after a while just from looking at all of it. But
yeah, but that's where we found the font that we liked.
Yeah. And so the font that we selected is called Sin Regular. And we liked this font because it did have a bit of playfulness, we felt like. And then we really specifically liked the T and the I and the shapes of those letters in particular. I know that's a weird thing to like, maybe. But I also think with fonts, you really have to get picky. And so anyway, so that's kind of what we liked about the font. And I don't know, what else? What else was cool about it?
I think I agree. It was the T and the I. I think we also liked the O's, or the, like,
that's right,
the circle in the P and the D's. So all of those letters are in our logo name.
Yep.
And it was funny because I remember when we were going through this, it was here at my house and Luke was home, and we asked for some of his feedback as well. And essentially Luke came back and said it needs to be simple. And his initial reaction was, no, it's too simple. And then he did some reading. He's like, no, it needs to be simple.
Yep.
So I think, and I think that's what we liked about the font. It was simple. It was easy to read.
Yep.
But it also had that playfulness.
Mm-hmm. And it, like you were just saying, had some symmetry with it as well, but not too much symmetry. So yeah, I think that's why we landed on it. And I'm going to play a couple of clips now of just us talking about the font and, you know, discovering what we liked about it. And then also another clip of Chris weighing in as well. So I'll play those now.
We are doing logo stuff now. And picking logos. Okay.
I want to try to make sure, like, the font isn't, like, too feminine.
Yeah.
Or, like, too hot.
Yep. Or too formal.
Yeah. I think if I was going to go, like, a little bit of color, like, rather than a line or a box or something,
yep,
I would, like, maybe have the pod and printed, like, two different colors.
Two different colors, yep.
I would actually try that.
For sure.
Yeah, let me actually just do
some colors. Oh, look at all this stuff on the walls.
Yeah, that's our SWOT analysis. Cool. Yeah, this is our font that we like.
Nice.
What do you think about that?
It's cool.
We liked how clean it is, but then we liked how the I and the T are kind of, like, unique looking.
Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. So once we had our font decided and determined, we, Rachel and I, separated, went our separate ways and decided to play with color and a little bit more of the design of the logo. So we had our font, but we wanted to see, like, what could make this logo fun. So first piece was looking at lots of different colors. And there were some that we kind of were both, like, drawn to. We really liked that this soft, muted, well, it was more like softer, but mm-hmm. still a not dull red, but it was a red color that we really liked and that we actually ended up going with.
Mm-hmm.
But we also looked at, like, some yellows. Actually, we looked at most of the colors, and we, like, were trying to, like, do a little bit of research on the psychology of the different colors as well. And looking at color palettes and what two colors work well together. But essentially we went with that same theme of keeping it simple, easy to read, and a color that appeals to all of our audience. We wanted to make sure we weren't going, like, a pink or, mm-hmm. you know, we're just trying to make sure it was something that all of our audience would be comfortable wearing. Mm-hmm. So, we went our separate ways and did a lot of looking at colors. And let's jump in and play this second clip with Rachel and I talking about colors.
I really like the color combo of purple and red.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's a really fun
mm-hmm.
combo, and I really love like color theory and why color, like colors meanings.
Yeah.
And I looked up knowledge is usually symbolized by blue.
Okay.
I did a blue one. It's later down there, but yeah. But even just like staying in the cooler realm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because royal's more, I mean, purple's more like that royal, like prestige kind of.
Yep. Yeah. And that's like knowledge is kind of lumped in there too.
I see. Yeah.
So anyways, that's kind of interesting.
So like Kat mentioned, we did go off on our separate ways and we started to do some designing of the logo on our own, just how it would be laid out, some elements that we wanted to include into the logo, and just really started having fun and playing around with what it could look like. So I know that was a really fun exercise for me, and it was fun too to just like pop in and see your designs, Kat.
I agreed. I was like, oh my gosh, Rachel's done all these logos.
I know. It was fun. It was really starting to feel like things were starting to come together for the brand and for the shop, and so that was a really fun exercise to do. But we did come back together and we talked about the elements that we liked. We knew that we wanted to include, well, actually we didn't know first off. We were thinking that maybe we would just go with the font and have it be really simple. But then Kat ended up including in one of her designs the element that we ended up going with for Pod Printed, which was the little triangle at the end of our text, and we kind of call that triangle the play button. And so that triangle really felt like that fit in with what we were wanting to do with Pod Printed, again wanting it to be pretty playful of a font and a logo, but then also the play button symbolizing pressing play on a podcast and essentially like sending you into your exploration of whatever it is that you're listening to on your podcast.
I also like that the triangle that we use is also pointing forward, and it makes me think of like moving forward, or like as you listen to podcasts, you're growing as a person, again moving forward and
furthering your knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. So there was like a lot of fun things with the play button, and the type of triangle that we use is, you know, a little softer again and a little playful. So
yeah.
I think it was cool to add a little bit of an element to our logo.
Yeah, I agree. I like the icon, and I think it works and has meaning for our brand, and so that's really cool too. So not only did we design separately these logo designs, but when we came back together, we chose, I think, our top five designs that we were mulling around and playing around with, moving forward with for the brand. And we wanted to get some feedback from really anyone who would give us feedback. So, right. So we took those designs and we sent them mostly to family and friends and just got initial reactions from people about them and basically asked them, what's your favorite one or which one are you most drawn to? And I think across the board, we had almost every person say the same one of the five rose to the top for them.
Yeah, agreed.
And that was the logo that we put in place. And so that is Pod Printed's logo. But I think the feedback was helpful for us, and I think just affirmed our choice of the logo.
Yeah. We also had some good tips, like maybe spacing out the words a little bit differently or like giving them more space. So that was also cool to like hear other people's feedback on how we could just like make it a little easier to read or,
you know. Totally agree. And we also had different colors in the mix with the feedback piece. And when Kat and I came back together after getting that feedback, deciding on the logo that we were going to go with, we ended up making some additional tweaks to the colors. And so initially the text was just in black and the play button was in that red color that we selected. So we actually ended up playing around with that, the text color, and making it the tealish bluish color that it is now. And we really felt like that, I don't know, I think it just gave it an extra oomph and made it pop a little bit more. And also, we really liked the contrast between the two colors that are in it. And so we decided to move forward with it being, you know, that teal color and the red color.
Yeah, I love it. I think we did a good job, again, taking into consideration our lack of expertise in design and also our using Canva. I think, you know, I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah, I like it too. So I don't care if you don't like it. we like it. but I'm going to play just a couple of clips of us, you know, talking about the logo coming back together and just the creation process of it now.
I do too. I am also on the same page with brighter.
Yeah.
Yeah, which again is interesting because I normally don't gravitate towards that, but for whatever reason, that's...
I think I'm feeling the need to be, like, playful. I feel like, because I feel like the logo isn't super playful, like, our text is, like, I like some of that, like, you know, the T and that, like, which makes it a bit more playful, but... Yep. And like thinking to make our logo a little more interesting. That's why I'm thinking more of that.
Yeah.
That bright, fun.
Color palette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we just did a reshuffle in our podcast den.
Feeling better.
Feeling a little good. Perfect.
Yep.
So by this stage, we're design experts, Rachel.
Totally.
We've got Canva down.
We've got a logo.
We're advising top people in logo designs around the world.
Exactly. We're killing it.
Right. So we're like, t-shirt designs?
No problem.
We've got this.
No problem.
So that was our next big phase in design, was getting some of our t-shirt designs together. I'm not going to lie, I actually found t-shirt designs a little harder than logo designs.
Did you?
I did.
I actually found it easier.
Well, you were cranking them out.
I don't know why. I don't know why. Logo was really tough for me.
Interesting.
But yeah, the t-shirt design thing, I just went for it. And I think one of the reasons why it was a little easier for me is I... maybe had less pressure on myself for t-shirt designs than I did the logo. Logo, like, that stays with you for a long time.
See, I felt like there was more pressure on the t-shirts.
Dang. I just felt like the t-shirt designs, oh, I'll just crank out a bunch of stuff. Who cares if some of them are shit? Who cares, you know, I just felt like I'll just give myself some freedom to mess up and so... I don't know. I think that process flowed a little bit more for me.
I think maybe I have to, like, meditate a little bit before I do it next time and get in the right headspace.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing I would say. I found it really hard to do logo designing at the end of a work day. I just felt like my brain was not thinking creatively.
That was hard for me, too. I will also admit to that. Then after a long work day, it is hard to shift gears and... get into the creative mode.
Yeah. But all that to say, we both started doing some fun t-shirt designs, which we're excited to share with the world. And we went through a very similar process as we did this. Mm-hmm. We went our separate ways and we just did them by ourselves. And we didn't even talk about, like, well, I guess we did initially talk about some designs that we could do.
We did. We did. I think it was... Way back.
Yeah. Like, I think it was after we decided we wanted to do a e-commerce company focused around podcast and apparel for podcast lovers. I think it was literally our next meeting.
Yeah. We started brainstorming just design ideas
and
chucked them into like a Google Doc that we shared and just kept building that out.
Yeah.
And then used that document to help us generate design ideas around the initial ideas
We did exactly that.
Yeah.
I also did a lot of, like, Googling of, like, t-shirts and things to get a little bit of inspiration. I don't know if you did any of that.
I did too. Yeah, just to see what was currently out there.
Yeah, so here we were creating separately. Luke tried to help and give me a little bit of inspiration in our t-shirt designs.
How'd that go?
You know, not too bad. One of his designs came into our top 13, but unfortunately not many people voted for that in our friends and family votes. Yes.
So. But who knows, maybe we'll see that design in the future.
Maybe.
On
maybe we'll let our audience decide whether it's
Not a bad idea.
Whether it's a pod printed design that should be printed. So
it's a great idea.
Yeah. So lots of fun designing t-shirts and coming together and, you know, looking at each other's designs and, hey, we like that, or I'm not sure, we kind of like that in this.
Or we like this element, but maybe make this smaller. Mm-hmm. So we did some of that adjustment stuff too when we came together.
Yeah. And then we picked our top 13.
Yep.
And we did the same thing. We went back to our friends and family. We asked them again, like, which ones are your favorite designs? I also tried to post on Reddit numerous times, but guys, I was so unsuccessful. I kept getting blocked by the
Reddit is very strict about stuff. I didn't realize that their moderators were on it.
They were so on it. I just could not get it posted.
So thanks for nothing, Reddit.
Oh gosh. But we ended up coming up with a top five.
Six.
Yep. That we're really excited about. Yep. That we want to share with the world as well.
Yeah, super excited about those designs. And I would also add to the feedback piece, I also tried to intentionally reach out to people that I knew that I felt would fit in our target audience category that we're trying to reach with Pod Printed, just to really, you know, see what their input and feedback would be about the designs. That's what we were also trying to accomplish with Reddit, but sadly that fell through.
Yeah.
But I still think we were able to get some good feedback from sending it out, and would recommend doing that if you can build that into your design process. If you're doing something like this, I think it's helpful to just understand what's resonating with people. And there were designs that Kat and I really liked, and we were hoping that other people would like them. Right. And so it was validating that other people liked them. Yes. And so it was kind of like, yes, I'm glad that that design is liked by other people, and we're going to go with it.
Definitely. I agree. I think, and like, even if it's friends and family feedback, that's better than nothing.
Absolutely.
And so
use what you have.
Yeah. So I'm really glad that the audience agreed with our top five. And it was kind of fun as well, guys, because Rachel and I were going through our own top five, like, separately, and it was very similar. I think we maybe had, like, our top three were exactly the same in the same order.
Yep.
And then maybe our last...
I think our last maybe two were a little different.
Were a little different, yeah. But that was kind of cool, too.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. So that was t-shirt designs. You guys will be able to see them very soon and be able to pick up one of our very own pod printed tees. So yay. We can't wait for that.
We hope you like them.
Awesome. So that's the end of our design episode. We're still busy designing. We haven't stopped designing t-shirts, and, you know, these top six designs that we've come up with are not our only designs we're going to put out. We're going to keep putting out designs and refreshing the types of t-shirts that you can buy. So we're excited for that. But before we wrap up, end of the episode, just a quick insight into what we'll be talking about next week. We're going to be talking about all things drop shipping, which is a huge component of our e-commerce website. It's our whole model.
Yep.
So that was a tricky piece, kind of deciding our drop shipping company.
It was. It took some time, and I know we've mentioned in previous episodes just how we have some mixed feelings about using the drop shipping model to start, and just the lack of control. And so that was a big factor in selecting our drop shipper.
Yeah.
But yeah, we definitely spent some time on that one.
Yeah. More to come next week. And then we'll also be talking about website creation, which has kind of been really, really fun.
Yes.
So excited to share some of those bits and pieces with you on our next episode of An American, An Aussie, and a Podcast. Mm-hmm.
you wrap up podcast episodes, but that's fine. That's how we do it.